Hello, it's Laser Stories.
It is the radio segment that puts its pants on three legs at a time, just like the rest of us. Laser Stories. The segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser, and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of Michigan. 51-year-old James Robinson was walking from his house to his car a few weeks ago, and he was attacked by a rabid squirrel.
Kapuya! Kapuya!
Dude, squirrels are no joke.
Really?
I hate those things.
They're so cute.
Apparently, James wasn't surprised, though, because he had been attacked by squirrels on more than a dozen occasions over the last few months.
These attacks
caused him many injuries, including bites on his fingers, ankles, feet, and neck.
What is he doing?
That is some serious... Like, do they have a thing out for him?
And James had no idea why squirrels kept attacking him until one time he saw his ex-girlfriend, a former circus animal trainer, cheering the animals on during one of the attacks.
What? Ain't nobody got time for that.
I thought he was going to have food in his pocket or something, not an ex-girlfriend who was an animal trainer for the circus.
Realizing that his life could be in danger, James filed a complaint to the police, who paid a visit to his ex. In her residence, they found a dozen cages holding a total of 27 squirrels.
Whisperer over here.
That is commitment to revenge, though.
They also found two training dummies with pictures of James taped over their faces.
Oh my God.
A Detroit police chief confirmed that James' ex-girlfriend had admitted she was responsible for the attacks and confessed her strange plot. She's now facing a variety of charges linked to criminal harassment and using animals as weapons. What a cool charge, though.
She could have just spread a rumor about him or keyed his car or something, but she took it to a next level.
Plus, she must also undergo a psychological evaluation before standing trial.
Oh, come on. I don't know.
She may be brilliant.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
This next laser story is out of Spanaway, Washington. A drunk guy went to Walmart last week and went into the bathroom, sat down on the toilet, pulled his pants down to do his business, and then lit up a cigarette.
Because he just had to have a smoke right then.
Just relax.
He passed out. Cigarette fell out of his mouth, landed in his underwear, and then set his underwear on fire. But apparently the guy was so solidly passed out that it didn't wake him up. The fire alarm went off. Firefighters rushed into the store.
Oh.
And once they figured out what was happening, they sprayed the guy's underwear with a fire extinguisher. And that actually woke him up. And then he promptly pulled a knife on the firefighters.
Oh, my God.
Walking in his GD stall while I'm trying to do my business. Spray me down.
Yeah, I'm not an animal.
Eventually, they talked him down and took him to the hospital to get treatment for his burned legs. There's no word on if he might face any charges, but maybe he won't smoke anymore on the toilet.
I was going to go with not drinking would probably be a good thing for him.
This next laser story is out of India. There's a 32-year-old guy named Mota Parthi Krishna who's been married for a few years, but he also had an online girlfriend about 400 miles away who didn't know about his wife.
Uh-oh.
And she'd been pressuring him to meet up. Sometimes online girlfriends who are 400 miles away and don't know anything about your wife will do that.
They get clingy.
But he didn't really want to get together with her, and he couldn't even afford plane tickets to do it if he wanted to.
Okay.
So he came up with a truly terrible plan. He forged a plane ticket for her on his computer, and then right before her flight, he would email a bomb hoax to the airport, and her flight would be canceled. So, problem solved, right?
How about you guys have an online relationship? Just stop talking to her.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well,
just don't respond.
Yeah, like you just don't email back or Skype or whatever.
Mota actually tried it, and the cops were able to trace the email to him within a few hours, and he was just arrested and could be looking at up to 5 years in prison.
Good.
Now his wife and his girlfriend know about each other.
Oh,
that's the most upsetting part, right?
Locked himself.
Yeah, if you have an online girlfriend that you don't want to know about your wife and you've never seen her and never plan on seeing her, just break up with her.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be that hard to send her an email.
Breakups are hard for people.
Laser story is out of England. A guy in London named Tim Burrows was at a music festival called the Reading Festival back in 2003 when he lost his wallet.
Hate that.
It never turned up, and obviously Tim moved on with his life. But earlier this week, Tim got a Facebook message from a random guy named Giles who wrote, "Did you lose a wallet at the Reading Festival once?"
What?
Oh, this is from 2003.
That's crazy.
Tim replied saying that he had lost it. Then Giles told him he and his friend found it. They stole the $13 out of it, and they used it to buy some hard cider.
So wait, they've just been holding on to it for all these years, waiting for the right moment to get in touch with this guy too?
Then they felt guilty about it, so they decided to hold a cider drinking contest in Tim's honor.
Oh.
Called the Timothy Burroughs Drinking Challenge.
Oh, yeah.
And they've been holding it every single year since then.
Shut up.
Apparently, the rules are simple. Teams of five people have a gallon of hard cider, and they have to chug it as quickly as possible.
Oh, it gives me a headache thinking about it.
Now that Giles is in touch with Tim, he offered to repay him the $13 that they took, and there's no word if Tim is going to be able to attend the 14th annual event that's named after him. That he never knew about.
Yeah.
Hopefully they've been charging like $20 to get into it too, so they've guys been making money. And they're like, we'll give you $13 back.
They probably all thought it was a fundraiser for Timothy.
This next laser story is out of Missouri. A 45-year-old woman named Janie Hall recently met a guy on the dating site plentyoffish.com. Mm. And they had their first date at a cheesecake factory about 2 weeks ago. Oops. We don't know his name, but he's in his 50s. She liked that he's a veteran who volunteers a lot.
Okay.
And she's a former respiratory therapist who still works in medicine.
Okay.
Which ended up being a perfect fit for him because during their date, he had a medical emergency. They talked for about 45 minutes after dinner, and then he started coughing, stood up and face planted on the floor, and blood started coming out of his mouth.
Oh my God!
Like, if you wanted to get out of the date so bad, I mean, you could have just left or something.
Oh, no, this is serious.
She knew he wasn't choking because they weren't eating at that point.
Right.
So they checked his pulse, couldn't find one, and started doing CPR while a waitress had somebody call 911.
Oh my God.
She kept doing chest compressions for about 8 minutes until paramedics got there. And because of Janie, he made it.
Go on a second date with this woman, okay? If you stand her up at this point.
She followed the ambulance to the hospital and went back to see him a few days later. His doctors are still not sure what happened, but he should be okay. And yes, he does want to go on a second date, which they're planning on doing very soon.
Good.
That's awesome.
And the same thing happens again. He's just like, I cannot be around you. This next laser story is out of the family land. Now, this is a role reversal. It's not just parents who are annoyed at their kids for using their phones all the time. Kids are also annoyed with their parents for doing it. According to a new survey, more than a third of kids say they've asked their parents to stop looking at their phones and checking social media during family time.
No! Mom, I'm trying to talk to you, Mom.
It's like the parents are like, oh, how many times can I say, look at this, Mom, look at this, Mom. Okay, we get it.
About one out of seven kids say their parents text, make calls, or use social media during dinner. Now, even with all that being true, it's not like it's only parents sitting at the table with their phones. Mm-hmm. The survey also found the average teenager spends 10 hours a day on their electronic devices during the weekends hours during the weekday. That's
10
it.
10 hours?
Dang.
Yeah, I feel
that is commitment.
I feel like I do way more than that.
You're actually on your phone right now.
Yeah, I am. Uh-huh. I feel it vibrating and it's kind of sending me into panic mode, so I'm going to have to check it right now.
Yeah.
That's why we'll end the segment. That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe. Which means that Laser Stories, thankfully, has come to an end. Because I need to check my text messages or my emails or some sort of other alert that I've gotten on my phone. We'll do Laser Stories same time again on Monday.